Chickwack Museum and Nature Center is located near the end of the Gunflint Trail, northwest of Grand Marais. Ada Igo is the site manager at Chickwack, and she joins us now by phone. Good morning, Ada.
Good morning.
Is it just as nice up there?
Oh, it's gorgeous. I think we have the same cloud hanging around, but bright blue skies and just beautiful.
We are having a late summer, don't you think?
I do think so, yeah.
But sadly, I guess, your summer season is beginning to wrap up.
Well, our special events, at least, are starting to wrap up. We'll be open every day until mid-October, but every year we put on, you know, a selection of summer naturalist programs, and those have wrapped up this week. And every year we kind of celebrate the end of summer with an old-fashioned pie and ice cream social. And that'll be this Sunday at Chickwack, so we're looking forward to that.
An ice cream social, that means warm, sunny weather.
Yes.
Who can come to your fun ice cream social?
Well, we hope anyone who likes homemade pie and ice cream will come to our pie and ice cream social. It's really a fun event. It kicks off at about 11 a.m. on August 31st, and it's welcome to anyone. We serve the homemade pie that's made by our wonderful Gunflint Trail bakers, so expect some, you know, wild blueberry pies and other favorites. And then in addition to the food aspect, we also do a gift shop sale out on the front lawn, and we have some local authors in doing book signings. So it's really a fun community event where everyone kind of turns out and just hangs out for a little bit before we all get back into our busy back-to-school routines.
You are just about the not quite, but just about the day before school starts.
Yep.
Now, 11 o'clock, does this mean I get dessert before lunch?
Well, you can eat it whenever you want. We serve pie until 4 p.m. or until the pie runs out. So I do recommend getting here before 4 p.m. because we have been known to have a few disappointed customers who show up on the later side. But, yeah, if you show up anytime between 11 to 4, we should have some pie and ice cream for you.
How much change in my pocket do I need?
It's a suggested donation. We ask if you want both the pie and ice cream, a donation of about $5. Otherwise, a lesser donation if you're just going to have a slice of pie or just a scoop of ice cream.
And you might need some more change in your pocket because, as you said, it's a sale. Is this sort of the end of the season sale?
Yeah, it's one day only. So it is, to a certain extent, just kind of clearing off our shelves, making room for stuff for next season. But, yeah, you'll find deals on, you know, clothing, on books, on gifts. So it's a great time to, you know, I hate to say it, but, you know, Christmas is less than 4 months away. So it's a good time to get started on that shopping, too.
That's actually an excellent idea because it's always good to get going on that and then have your little accumulated gift stash when you get out the wrapping paper.
Exactly. Yeah, and it's kind of nice to spend that Christmas cash slowly, mm-hmm, instead of having to do it all in December. So yeah, there's an idea for you too.
What was the special exhibit this year? Is there something when they come out as well? Because we're busy talking about food and gift buying, but you've got a museum there.
You know, if you've made the trip up the trail, you should really swing into the museum itself. Don't just get waylaid by the gift shop sale and the ice cream. Our temporary exhibit this year is on butterflies, skippers, and moths of the Gunflint Trail, and it's really a beautiful exhibit. The Gunflint Trail Historical Society Chair, Betty Hempstead, just did a wonderful job pulling together some information about the butterflies and moths that you'll find fluttering around the Gunflint Trail. And kind of the focus of the exhibit is three drawers of butterfly specimens that came from David McLean, who is a retired professor of Lepidoptera, and he lives on Devil's Track Lake now. So it's really a pretty impressive collection, and I encourage everyone who hasn't seen it to head up the trail, whether or not you come on Sunday or not.
That would be very interesting. We were just at the State Fair, and we went in the butterfly house, and the butterflies land on you.
Yes.
and sit. And it was really neat. And then they'd open their wings and see the, you know, the outside was kind of quiet, but then the inside was the brilliant colors, or actually what you'd see if their wings were flapping. But so then you can not only see some of those, but probably, as you said, learn a lot about them.
Yep, exactly. And learn why, you know, those inside wings are so colorful, and why you might want kind of drab wings when you're resting on a tree branch or on a plant too. So yeah, there's lots to learn about butterflies. We talk about defenses they use, and we have some ideas about how you could, what plants you should be planting in your garden to attract more butterflies. And we're also really encouraging people to help with the plight of the monarchs. So we are giving out milkweed seeds. So if you've been looking for a source for those, do swing by to grab some of those to plant in your garden too.
That is something all children, I think, universally are intrigued by, are butterflies.
I know. Well, it's kind of like flying flowers, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then, like you said, plant more of those kinds of flowers in your garden to bring them all home around to you as well.
Yes.
Well, we've been speaking with Ada Igo of Chickwack Museum and Nature Center. Their old-fashioned pie and ice cream social is this Sunday, August 31st, the very last day of the month, from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. Is there anything else you'd like to add this morning, Ada?
I don't think so. Just that we hope to see you all up here at the end of the trail on Sunday.
I would guess if you were also making that little adventure up the trail, we could do a little berry picking still?
A little bit. You know, we have had cooler weather, so that has helped the berries hang on the plants a little bit. But they are definitely past peak. So, bring a berry bucket. I'm sure you could find.
The best berries may be in the pies.
They might be.
All right. Chickwack is located 53 miles up the Gunflint Trail, northwest of Grand Marais. They're open 7 days a week and offer a variety of free programs and activities. More information at 388-9915 or online at chickwack.com. Thanks, Ada.
Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.